The word today is sower. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. In the 13th chapter of Matthew, Jesus tells a parable. He also gives a clear explanation of the parable's meaning. It is about the spreading of the gospel and how it is received by various types of listeners. Here from our archives with some insights on this parable is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Sower.
In the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells us some parables. The first parable that he talks about is the one of a sower, a person who has a bag of seeds in his hand, and he goes out in the field and begins to sow the seeds to the right and to the left. And as the seeds are falling, they fall on different types of soil. Now, in the parable, we don't have to wonder what the meaning of this parable is, because Jesus, in the same chapter in Matthew 13, a few verses down, further down, gives us the explanation of the parable, so we know exactly what it is that he means to be saying. The different types of soil that he illustrates in his parable are then explained, and you know it gives us a wonderful illustration of the types of heart condition. When they hear the word of God and the seed of God, his word, is sowed into our hearts, the response is going to be a great deal dependent upon the type of soil that the seed, the good news of the gospel, falls upon. What is the condition of the heart? Now, in the parable of the sower, we have four different types of soil explained. Or, as we pointed out here, the meaning is, what is the type of heart condition? There could be the first type, which is a path that has been walked on so many times that it's become as hard as cement, almost like concrete. And it's so hard that when the seed lands there, it just lies there. It doesn't germinate, it doesn't begin to grow down into the soil because it can't. The soil is so hard. And that's the heart condition, which would be called the hardness of the heart. In other words, they hear the message, but it doesn't sink in. It doesn't take root. That's the fault of the unbeliever who says, I don't want to listen to this, I don't want to hear, I don't need this, this is not for me, and tunes it out and says, I don't want to listen. Well, that's a terrible, terrible heart condition, and really it's not going to get anywhere spiritually because there will be no growth there. In the parable of the sower, the second type of soil or heart condition is one where the seed, the good news, the word of God, falls upon the heart, and there's a little tiny, maybe a quarter of an inch or maybe a half an inch of dirt there, not much soil there, and then the rest is rocky. And so it immediately springs up. It looks like there's going to be some action there, but as a result of growing down and hitting the rock, it can't grow any further, and as a result, it withers away. And so the heart condition would be one that hears the good news and says, oh, I really enjoy that. I'm happy to know there's a Savior. I'm happy to know I can have forgiveness. And there's immediately some kind of reaction and joy, but it doesn't last very long. It begins to grow, and just in a very short time, it hits rock, so to speak, and begins to wither away. There is no maturity. There is no growth. There is no future for it because it's being turned down and rejected. Now, that type of heart condition is explained. Jesus says this is the person that lets the cares and the concerns of the world, just like the third type of soil, which is a weedy or thorny type of soil that smothers it out and doesn't let it grow. It overtakes it, so to speak. Now, the concerns of the world, and it mentions riches even here, which is a very common problem because we begin to trust in our money or begin to trust in our ability to make money, or we depend more on worldly things instead of God's word. And as a result, those cares and concerns totally tune out the growth of God's word within us. Now, one of the basic rules that you have to keep in mind is that anything that is alive must grow in order to stay alive. If a little baby is born and it's beginning to grow and then all of a sudden stops growing, we call that death. In order for life to be sustained and growth to take place, there must be growth. There must be a maturing. There must be a process of becoming more and more mature. That's why the Bible, God's Word, talks so much about maturing and growth. It's a very important concept. This is true. Growth has to be there in order for bugs to live, in order for animals to live, in order for humans to live, for flowers, for trees, whatever you're talking about. When they stop growing, that's called death. Now, the same thing is true for faith. If you have a growing faith, that means it's alive, it's becoming more and more reliant on what it's hearing because it believes. It trusts and it grows and becomes more and more mature. Now, if a person doesn't use God's word and the holy sacrament of the Lord's Supper, and as a result isn't being nourished by God, because God's the one that supplies faith and also grows our faith within us, if we reject those things that God uses, then it cannot grow. It will not mature. It will not produce fruit. You know, it's so simple to comprehend if you take a look at your life, for instance. If you don't have water or fluid, you cannot stay alive. If you do not have food, you cannot stay alive. If you ignore food and water, you're going to begin to become faint and weak and anemic. And ultimately, if you don't get anything for nourishment at all, you're going to die. The same thing is true spiritually. In order to grow spiritually, God says we need to have the work of Himself, His Holy Spirit within us, producing new faith and new growth within us. If we don't have that, our faith will wither and weaken and ultimately will turn into a denial of faith and a rejection of faith. This is why it's so important to constantly be in God's Word, to daily be in prayer and in relationship with God, to use the word that God has given us, and to use the Holy Sacrament for our nourishment, our spiritual nourishment. That's how we stay alive and grow. So that's what this parable is talking about. And that fourth condition where the soil is good and the seed begins to grow and mature and take root is the explanation of the child of God who hears the word of God, who not only accepts it and believes it, but wants to grow, wants to be nourished, and continues to use God's word and sacrament so that in the process they are developing deeper and deeper roots, deeper and deeper growth. This is a remarkable parable, and I'm so thankful that Jesus explains it in detail so that we don't have to wonder what the meaning is or what the application is. We know it's right there. In Jesus' own words, Matthew 13. So I hope you'll look at this parable, take a look at the conditions of the hearts of the people you're trying to witness to, maybe your children, maybe neighbors, maybe friends or relatives. Every person that hears the word of God is going to have an example of their heart in one of these four conditions. And that fourth condition, by the way, is able to be 20%, 30%, 50%, 80%, 100%. In other words, more and more growth, more and more productivity, more and more in a relationship with God. This is so critically important. But now, after we've looked at the people we're talking to, friends, relatives, people at work, wherever we meet someone that we can witness to, and analyze, are they receiving it? Is the heart open? Is there a desire to grow in God? Can you tell this by their reactions and their attitudes and what they say. The next thing make sure you do, and maybe that should even be first, even before you even try to witness to somebody else, you should look at your own heart and see what condition it's in. Is it getting weedy and thorny? Is it smothering out the faith that you once had much stronger, and yet it's withering away because you're not using God's word and you're not taking Holy Communion? As a result, you're going to be withering and you won't be maturing and growing and producing. But if you're in a relationship with God, which is exciting and good, and you're using his word and his sacrament, then you're going to be growing. Now, what kind of productivity do you have in your heart spiritually? Are you doing medium? Are you just kind of making it by? Or are you getting more and more inspired by God and driven by God and your love for Christ to do more and more, to be eager to grow? It's like a farmer talking about his field. Are you making 25 bushels an acre, or 50 bushels an acre, or 75 bushels, or 100 bushels an acre? There's a way to measure your own Christianity by looking at your response, your activities, your language, your thinking. What's going on in your life? Are you drawing closer and closer to God, more and more intimate with him in your planning, in your thinking, in your prayers, in your worship of him? Or is it beginning to fade and beginning to get full of weeds again? Boy, that would be so serious. Take a look at your heart. Evaluate it. See how you're doing. And let's hope that you are receiving the word of God and his sacrament, and that you are growing and maturing. And I would say you can do this by the day, obviously, but certainly by the week, by the month, by the year. You can look back. Are you more committed to Christ now than you were when you were confirmed? Are you more committed to Christ now when you first joined the church? Or are you growing? What's happening? Hopefully, we will find a fertile ground, just eager to hear God's word, and grow and grow and grow. Be very productive for your Lord and serve him with your entire life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.